This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. In Nepal, at least 19 people have been killed and over 340 others injured as protests led by Gen Z demonstrators over government's ban on social media platform turned violent across the country. The protest erupted following a ban enforced by the Nepal government on unregistered social media platforms including Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube from 4th of September. The protest spread across the country after police opened fire on the demonstrators who stormed the federal parliament premises in Baneshwar, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, curfew orders have been issued in several parts of the country to contain unrest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that trade partners, patents and the market access have become a prominent issue in the global economic discourse. Addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit virtually today, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized the need for constructive and cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, cautioning that increasing trade barriers and complicating transactions will not help.
Today, the focus is on stabilizing the international economy and the world order. But it is equally essential that we turn our attention to ongoing conflicts, not least because they have direct developmental and supply chain implications. Furthermore, as we head towards the next UN General Assembly session, an exchange of views on reforming multilateralism would be appropriate.
The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked the NDA MPs to reach out to the people to make them aware about the benefits of recently undertaken next generation goods and services tax GST reforms and various important legislations, including the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. Mr. Modi was addressing the valedictory session of the two-day BJP and NDA MPs workshop this evening. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document, which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. During the hearing on the matter of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral roll in Bihar, the court asked the Election Commission to direct its officials on the ground regarding the acceptance of Aadhaar. Stage is set for the vice presidential election tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's candidate and the former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in the election. We have a report.
The vice president is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both houses of parliament. The election of the vice president is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the vice presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the vice presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting tomorrow will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the NDA meeting in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the candidature of C.P. Radhakrishnan has generated immense enthusiasm across the country. The Prime Minister said that the people believe that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an excellent vice president who will enrich the office with his wisdom and insights. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. IMD also predicted light to moderate rainfall in the national capital tomorrow. And that is the end of the news bulletin.